Free FM. It's been pretty busy down in Brisbane with the State Parliament and our State Member for Gladstone, Glenn Butcher. Hello, mate.
Hey, g'day, Hammo. How are you going?
I'm going well. Look, a lot of confusion about, we'll talk about actually first up the protesters yesterday against the COVID vax. It didn't last long, and each and every day they're becoming more and more the minority, aren't they?
They are, mate. And, you know, as we're looking at vaccination numbers across Queensland, Queenslanders have done exceptionally well. Even where we are in Gladstone, central Queensland, we got the latest stats yesterday, and we're just about at 80% of Gladstone people with their first dose being done. So that's absolutely fantastic. We're actually in front now of Rockhampton. They're sitting at 78.2 and Livingston's sitting at 77.2. So for us to be at 79% at this stage is absolutely fantastic. But the next stage is to get that second dose out of the three where the smallest, we're at 61.3 compared to Rocky at 62.8% of the double dose. So a fantastic effort by everyone. You know, there's been a really big push and a really big support from big industries in Gladstone, which has certainly helped our numbers. And it's really good to see that we're nearly at that 80% of first doses. So we're really happy and things are progressing really well.
Mate, there's quite a few workplaces basically saying to their staff, if you're not double vaxxed, then you no longer have a job. Is that right to do that?
Well, certainly the mandate at this time, or the restrictions that will come in place, is that any cafes, pubs, clubs and those type of venues and allied health providers and primary healthcare and nurses, as we've heard, will certainly need to have their people vaccinated. And certain, so a lot of the business is saying, well, you know, if you're not vaccinated, there's no work here for you until such time as either we get to that 90% and it sort of opens up, or we get to a position where they can actually come back to work. So that's up to the individual boss to have that conversation, each of those venues, and have that conversation.
Now, mate, still some confusion with the being double vaxxed from you know, into December 17th. I've spoken to a few people saying they can't get in to see people, but that shouldn't be the case. It's not the case, is it?
Sorry, what do you mean by...
Well, they can't, they're saying that they're trying to book, but they can't get in to be double vaxxed by the 17th of December.
Certainly, if you go to the vaccination hub in Gladstone that's set up at the TAFE, they're open now 6 days a week.
Yeah.
And certainly, they are open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on till 7 or 8 o'clock on a Thursday night. They are all walk-ins now, so you don't have to book in. You can just walk straight up and you will get the vaccination done.
Okay.
And then there's the chemists that are taking anyone who walks in as well. So the hard ones to get into are some of the doctors. Obviously, they're busy with their normal practices and they can be very busy and there can be a time lag. But the vaccination hub in Gladstone certainly is open to anyone to walk in. And on top of that, this Saturday, we'll have Gladstone State High School opened on Saturday. And then on Sunday, the new high school at Calliope, the Calliope High School. So if you're out that way or you even want to go and have a look at the new high school, pop on out to the high school. It'll be open on Sunday for those who work on during the week and on Saturdays. You'll be able to get a vaccination at the Calliope High School on Sunday.
All right. There you go. So no excuses if you're not double vaxxed, if you're due for it, obviously. Yeah. And finally, look, there's still, and we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, there's still a lot of confusion, particularly with the older generation, about how they prove if they're double vaxxed by the 17th of December, and if they're not double vaxxed or they can't prove it, what restrictions are going to be put on them?
So there's plenty of avenues for people who don't have, obviously, iPhones and those type of instruments where you can download your MyGov account through to your Medicare linking and then linking your Medicare to your MyGov. There's avenues that those people who go to the state vaccination hubs, they know they've got a little card that they got when they signed up.
Sure.
You can bring that along. If you go to your doctor will be able to provide you with a vaccination statement, I think it is, to make sure, and you can carry that with you wherever you go. But the main one, and we'll have the information, the Minister for Technology has said that will be out this Friday.
Okay.
So all the information on how people can get that documentation or a copy of it will be released this Friday. So the main one will be that we're linking, having the opportunity for the check-in that you normally do when you go into a venue, mm-hmm. we'll now be able to link in with your MyGov account with that vaccination certificate that's on MyGov. So that's the main way to do it. But for those that don't and can't, there's other options that we'll have those available by this Friday on our venues on how to when you go to a venue to prove that you've been double vaccinated.
There's just on that, there's still a little bit of confusion about how to do all of this. I mean, is there a way that we can say, okay, guys, we're going to set up here. If you want to come along and we'll show you how to get everything worked on your iPhone, download the app, we'll help you link up your MyGov account, that type of thing. Is there something we can do there?
Well, certainly is. My staff are ready for that in my office, so... if you're one of these people who don't have the technology or a bit confused about what you need to do or how you do it, after this Friday, once we get that information, you'll be able to come into my office from next week. And Jill and Joe in there will be able to, and Sneaker will be able to run you through on and help you set up an account and how to transfer across to from your Medicare onto your MyGov and then onto your phone. So they will have all that ready. As far as that goes. And as I said, there'll be plenty of detail on my Facebook side, sure. and I'm sure that you guys will share it, on how to actually do that. And there'll be a campaign, an advertising campaign from Queensland Health on how to actually do all this as well. So for those that aren't that tech savvy, my girls in my office are fantastic. They will be able to help each and every person that comes in on how to get that information.
And while you're there, buy a Lions Christmas cake because you're selling those for the Lions Club as well.
They certainly are. Yep, absolutely. That time of year.
Yeah. All right, Butch, thank you very much, mate. We'll catch up again very soon. And we're going to catch up in studio shortly and within the next couple of weeks because we've got Normie Rowe. You're going to come in and host the show with Normie Rowe. I'm going to go on a bit of a break for the day.
Absolutely. It should be a pleasure.
All right. Thanks, Butch.
Good on you, mate.
See you, mate. There's our state member for Gladstone, Glenn Butcher. I will have that full interview, this full interview. It will be a podcast, which will be up on our website. If you want to share it with people, feel free to do that at 4cc.com.au. And I will also have it on to our 4cc Facebook page, and you'll be able to share from our Facebook page as well and keep people up to date and help them out a little bit, eh? Particularly with the double vax and what we need to do and how to do it. 12 to 8, 4cc.